Clark Kendall, President and Chief Executive Officer at Kendall Capital Management, is here. We're talking stocks, and this is the Market Call. Welcome to the Money Life Market Call, the part of the show where we talk with experienced money managers about how they do their job, what determines their buys and sells, what they see happening broadly on the market, and how they are putting it all together. And joining me again today, Clark Kendall, President and Chief Executive Officer at Kendall Capital Management in Rockville, Maryland. It's Kendall with two L's at the end, kendallcapital.com. And by the way, Clark is also the author of Middle Class Millionaire, which he discussed on the show back in 2019. But that's also part of a series because there's Middle Class Millionaire Woman, and coming out next year, early in the year, Middle Class Millionaire Government Worker. If you want to learn more about the books, the firm, and Clark, go to kendallcapital.com. Clark Kendall, welcome back to Money Life.
Chuck, thanks again for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure to speak with you and your listeners.
We always start with methodology. You've got something that you've been using for a while that you're particularly comfortable with. Explain how it works.
You know, I'm proud to say I started in the investment business when the Dow was at 1,000 back in 1983. I have 40 years of experience in the business. Methodology is, I think the best way to describe it is to talk about the things I don't like in the market today. I call them the investment landmines I think investors need to stay away from. I got to point out the Fabulous Seven, the top 10 stocks, top seven stocks of the S&P 500. The AI stocks, it's Amazon, Apple, Meta. They right now represent over 30% of the S&P 500 index. And we look at back in history over the last 40 years and beyond, when you have a concentrated index, that index tends to do poorly. Not only that, but those stocks tend to do poorly. So I think we need to be cautious. What I do like, and I believe that all investments boil down to return of cash flow and the predictability. The other 493 stocks of the S&P 500, the Russell 2000 gives us great opportunities. I also point out to listeners, it's hard to believe this, but if you bought the 30-year Treasury 21 months ago at the beginning of last year, you would be down over 50%. So I always caution investors, especially in today's markets, it's important to stay away from the investment landmines. I think that's what investors need to be focusing on in today's market.
In terms of those landmines right now, as you point out, if you're loading up on the biggest stocks, well, you've done great, but you may not be doing great going forward. So what are the things you're going to be steering people towards that are going to keep you from the landmines? Because landmines come in a lot of different shapes and sizes. I mean, just in the last week, we kind of saw geopolitical landmines that I don't think anybody was expecting.
No, that is a great question, Chuck. I think the way to look at it, especially in the private client wealth management business, is to look at the investment horizon for investors. Investors who need money over the short period, I consider short period, 2, 3, 4 years in the marketplace, take advantage of the higher yields. U.S. Treasuries over 5% for that money that you need to buy that new sailboat. If you're getting married, to take advantage of that within the short term. Intermediate term, you know, 3 to 10 years out, I think there are some great opportunities I call them the income and growth dividend paying stocks, stocks like Ford, stocks like H&R Block, Pfizer, Bloomin' Industries. These are great opportunities where you can get 3, 4, 5% dividend yield while we wait for the Fed to quit raising interest rates, while we wait for us to go through what is being predicted now for the last 2 years, an economic slowdown. So that's great for that short term. And as we know, the micro cap, small cap, and mid cap markets are great opportunities in the marketplace for investors. Depending upon, you can either do that with individual securities or ETFs. We've been buyers of in the short term market, the Russell Mid Cap Index, the ICW is the ETF. We've been also buying First Trust, FDM, Microcaps, and then you can go into the mid-cap index like the Vanguard VO or small-cap VB are actually two great ETFs in the marketplace.
Now, people are hearing you talk about ETFs. I should point out, Clark has been on the show multiple times in the past. We've had him on the market call multiple times in the past. Sometimes we focus on ETFs. Sometimes we focused on stocks. Today, when we get into it a little deeper, we will be focused on stocks. But help everybody also understand, how do you pick stocks around the ETFs? Because if you're finding the right opportunities and you're using the ETFs, that gets you a big swatch of the market, like in one fell swoop. And yet you definitely have an interest in individual stocks and you believe they should be part of the portfolio too.
Great question. And as I said, we focus on middle-class millionaires. Depending upon where a client, the characteristics of their assets. So they have $1 million, $5 million, $10 million in retirement accounts, is in taxable accounts, is in trust. Taxes are, managing clients' taxes is a big part of portfolio management for the private client, individuals. I like to own individual stocks. I like to be able to compare Ford to Tesla, the pros and cons of those two automobile makers, collect the dividends of owning an individual security. Mutual funds are great tools to use. Many times we use that within retirement accounts. The big disadvantage of mutual funds is they give you capital gains distributions at the end of the year, whether you want them or not. And we see sometimes mutual funds distributing 10, 15, even 20 or 30% capital gains at the end of the year. ETFs is unique in the form that they have a unique opportunity to be tax efficient where they don't distribute capital gains. Mutual funds and ETFs are great because you can allocate resources and funds to a particular market segment without having to buy 50 different stocks in the micro cap or the small cap, where if clients might, they have $1 million portfolio and only want to allocate, let's say, 50,000 or 70,000, 5 or 7% in the micro cap, we don't have to buy 100 different stocks in that segment. So I always say these are financial tools that we can use for our clients to meet their overall goals and objectives. As you know, 90% of portfolio management performance is derived by asset allocation. So that is, so not only staying away from the landmines, but also making a proper allocation in the fertile fields for investment opportunities.
Well, let's talk about that as well, because I don't want to make a general statement necessarily about middle-class millionaires. You'd have a lot more experience with them than I would. But when I talk to middle-class investors, millionaire or not, one of the things that happens as they expand into owning stocks is that they love the story stocks. They love the things where, hey, here's a story, I can wrap my head around it, I want to be able to buy that. How important is that to giving them emotional discipline? Like, is it good that they're buying the story stocks, or are they falling for the story? Because story stocks, well, sometimes it's more the story than it is the financials and the reality.
That's a great question. I think that's on an individual basis. You can walk through the shopping center and you can see a bunch of Ford trucks. You can see the new Ford Mustang lineup of electrical cars. And so you can take comfort. And even though, you know, they're going through, labor problems right now, you can collect your nice 5% dividend yield while you wait for these things to happen. On the opposite side of the coin, people, I want to say, can get way caught up in the Teslas of the world. And I say that was, in some respects, that would be considered a story stock. I remind clients of, in the 90s, emails were all exciting and they changed the world for all of us. But remember what happened to AOL. And we used to all text, and being able to text also in the 90s. But remember, BlackBerries, not only did they go dead, they went belly up too. So I think we need to manage this technology and the stories behind it for our clients. So I think it's a two-sided coin. Many people take comfort in it. I understand that. And I'll include, during every financial crisis, it seems like, my kids keep on texting me. And they do it through the Verizon network on their Apple phone. And so these products are being used in service. But the Apple is a great example, trading at a hefty premium. They do have a good profit margin. They do have a good investment moat. But Verizon also pays you a nice dividend while our kids keep on texting us for various things.
And quickly, one stock, before we get to quick and dirty, one stock that stands out to you as – if somebody came to you and said, okay, I got my story stock that I'm thinking of, but you tell me something to compare it to, what would be something you'd be telling investors to look at right now?
You know, kind of the story stock. I mean, I'll bring up kind of a boring name, H&R Block. What I'm seeing in the investment management business, we don't do tax returns. We manage clients on their, you know, we make investment decisions on tax strategies. The clients, the unsophisticated clients are going to H&R Block. Here again, another kind of boring stock, but it's a segment of the market. Many of the mom and pop accountants now are being bought up by the regionals. Many accounting firms will charge as much as $1,000 to do it. Tax returns, TurboTax takes care of the do-it-yourselfers, but there's still a lot of people that need handholding as far as doing their tax returns. I think the H&R Block Services is a nice kind of steady eddy that pays you a good dividend yield, but it's not a sexy story like Tesla or NVIDIA in the marketplace.
No, it's not, but HRB, that the stock we were talking about. Now let's find out if we've got sexy stories or just good buys or sells as we get quick and dirty.
Quick and dirty.
This is the most exciting thing to ever happen in the history of history.
Well, it may not be quite that exciting, but we've come to the lightning round in our conversation with Clark Kendall, President and Chief Executive Officer at Kendall Capital Management in Rockville, Maryland. KendallCapital.com if you're looking for more information. And quick and dirty, well, it is where we put our guests to your test. Want to test our guests? Then send your name, your hometown, and the ticker symbols you're interested in to Chuck@MoneyLifeShow.com. And we will start today with a request from Dan in Williston, Vermont, who wants to know about United Therapeutics Corp, UTHR.
Great. Well, Dan, the United Therapeutics Corporation is actually located also right here in Montgomery County, Maryland, Rockville, Maryland. They are a health sciences company. They've done a great job of growing their revenues and earnings at a fairly steady pace. The company has about a 50% profit margin. The products and services that they're creating is unique. They don't have much competition. Company's only trading 12 times earnings. I like it very much. They've done a great job of being prudent stewards. I'd own it. That's one of the companies that unique revenues, profit margins at a very reasonable price, not a part of that fabulous seven.
That's a buy on United Therapeutics Corp, UTHR.
Just go slow and be smart.
Dan gets into our next request with Rich in Orchard Beach, Maryland, both wanting to know about WBA, Walgreens Boots Alliance.
Walgreens Boots Alliance, you know, that is the dog of the Dow. It's the highest yielding dividend paying stock of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. There's a whole investment strategy buying the top 10 highest yielding stocks of the Dow. I'd be cautious of this. Their revenues have basically been flat. Their profit margins is only about 4%. Granted, they have, you know, about an 8.5% dividend yield. At the time, I'd stay away from it. I'd go, actually, the second highest yielding dividend stock is Verizon in the marketplace. Much higher profit margin, revenue growth. I'd take that over Walgreens.
So Walgreens Boots Alliance, WBA.
Did that dog just say hi there?
Well, it was a dog of the Dow that did say hi there, but the answer was...
Run away
from that dog. If you're looking for one, however, in the dogs of the Dow category, Verizon VZ was the buy instead. Richard in Chula Vista, California shares our next request with Sean in Grinnell, Iowa, both wanting to know about Altria Group, MO.
Altria, MO, kind of like the opposite of United Therapeutics. It's the last thing you'd consider as a healthcare stock. You know, the cigarette manufacturer has a good dividend yield, you know, 9%. Revenues have been flat for quite a while, but the profit margin is huge. When you travel outside the United States, people continue to smoke. It's like gas. You can't give it up in the marketplace. So I'd own it almost as like a bond substitute, 9% while you wait. While people continue to smoke, I'd own it.
That large dividend?
Smoking.
Yeah, smoking. On Altria Group, ticker MO, that was a buy. Sean in Grinnell has another request. This one, First Watch Restaurant Group, FWRG.
They've got a restaurant right here in Rockville, Maryland. Go to it all the time. I love the product and service that they have. But they're in a very competitive business, you know. I worry about the competition in the restaurant business. Revenues have been growing at a modest rate. They do have about a 7-8% profit margin, but it's trading at a huge premium, over 40 times earnings, I'd go back. I'd own that Bloomin' brand over this First Watch because if this company stumbles, it will fall.
It's topped out. I say we sell now.
That's a sell on FWRG, First Watch Restaurant Group. Rick in York, Pennsylvania wants to know about Taylor Morrison Home Corp, TMHC.
It's a great home builder. They're financially strong. Home builders have a difficult job as far as they've got to plan ahead as far as doing land acquisitions. They can't make their business plans over just short-term interest rates. The stock's, as I said, it's a well-managed company trading at a very reasonable valuation. I do think home stocks are going to basically move sideways for a while until the Fed finally starts to lower interest rates. I'd buy it with a long-term yes on it, but I would be patient. It's not going to pop anytime soon.
And because there's no place like home, you might want to get into Taylor Morrison Home Corp, TMHC, provided you have that long-term patience. Let's squeeze in an extra one for Javier in Wilmington, North Carolina, and Dave in Jacksonville, Florida, who both wanted to know about S&P Global. That's SPGI.
I love the company. It's a well-run company. They have a financial moat around them because they own all the data of the S&P 500, all the financial news sources, New York Stock Exchange, CBOE. They all have to buy that information from S&P Global. So it's a great company. They got a unique product that people, you know, continuously want to own. Strong profit margin, 30-40%. Here again, I'm just worried about the valuation. You know, trading over 30 times earnings. You know, if there's any stumble, this is the type of stock that could pull back. It will. The company will be here 5-10 years from now because they got good. They got a good product and service. I'd just be cautious about valuations, especially in a higher interest rate environment that we're in.
So, kind of sounds like hold it if you've got it, but you're not buying more, at least not at this point. On S&P Global, ticker SPGI.
I'm just taking my time before making the move.
And I wish we could take some time before we make the move, but we've come to the end of our time with Clark Kendall. Clark, it's always great to chat with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll do this again down the line.
All right. Enjoyed our time. Thank you.
That's Clark Kendall, President and Chief Executive at Kendall Capital Management in Rockville, Maryland, kendallcapital.com, and on Twitter at Kendall Capital. Their books, Middle Class Millionaire for Women, coming out next year. We'll probably talk about it on the show. Middle Class Millionaire, Government Worker, and more. And speaking of more, well, the finish line's in sight, but don't miss that more. We'll cross it together in just a moment.